This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to. Glad you are here. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about more of Donald Trump's promises. We might even get into White Appreciation Month. Who knows? Or is it a month? I guess they do have a month. Yeah, okay. Good for you. Coming into February, which is what? Black History Month. Maybe White Appreciation Month will be, probably White Appreciation Month is going to be March, I bet you, because it's a long month. It's in the spring. It's beautiful. It's kind of beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. First, I want to begin with being a woman. Being a woman. You're going, Kevin, what are you talking about being a woman? Actress Julie Delphi says the only thing worse than being black, being a woman. And she said this. Yeah, another Holly weirdo opening up her big fat mouth. Then I would ask actress Julie Delphi, then what about being a black woman? What dare say is worse than that? Yeah, or what about, it can get worse. It can get worse. What about being a black female midget? Mm-hmm. Oh, it can get worse. A fat black female midget. Yeah. Actress Julie Delphi, the only thing worse than being black? Being a woman. Spoken like a true Holly weirdo feminist. Bold claim by that actress who revealed at the Sundance Film Festival that the toughest gig in Hollywood is being female. 2 years ago, I said something about the Academy being very white male, which is the reality, and I was slashed to pieces by the media. The Avengers Age of Ultron star told the rap. It's funny. Women can't talk. I sometimes wish I were African American because people don't bash them afterwards. Really, Julie? I would tell you from a black conservative perspective, you might be wrong because I get bashed. Can you believe this? The 46-year-old added, "It's the hardest to be a woman. Feminist is something people hate above all. Nothing worse than being a woman in this business. I really believe that. And yet, she's it. She's a woman in that business. Decrying the business. Where is Jada Pinkett Smith when these two could have a latte together?" I just want to know. I'm just giving you some perspective of what Holly weirdos are sitting around talking. Oh, woe is me. Sweet low, sweet chariot. Please get me out of the cotton fields of Hollywood. I'm going to leave you to determine how ridiculous you think it is. I think that's crazy talk. Only thing worse than being black? Being a woman. Well, we'll give that a little thought over time here. She her response came after the Jada Pinkett Smith Spike Lee deal, which of course has to do with boycotting the Oscars, and you guys know my feeling on that. Yep, no actors of color nominated for the Academy Awards in major categories, and oh my gosh, black people are having a conniption. Let me tell you something. Julie Delphi is going to be doing a mea culpa soon. There is a sword in Hollywood waiting for her to fall on it. Because black people do not take kindly. I'm talking liberal blacks. They don't take kindly to this. By the way, I think it's a joke. When you tell me women in America have it rough, you will get no sympathy from this black man. None. I'll tell you, conservative women, most of them that I know, they love this country. They love the men because they're with conservative men. They love their roles as mothers. They love their roles as business owners. They love their roles as wives, significant others, and whatever else. I'm not saying their lives are perfect, but they know, hey, look, it could be worse. They aren't looking at themselves as victims. Most of them I know are very successful in one form or another. I look at their children and I marvel. I look at their husbands and I'm, you know, like, whoa, good for you. I look at their businesses and I go, way to go, girl. Whatever they do it with gusto. They do it with a zest and effervescence that is refreshing. And then you got these leftists, these feminists. A conservative woman knows she doesn't need to be a feminist. She's happy to use her femininely. Is that, come on, help me here. Womanly. Okay, I'll just switch it up. Womanly wiles. That's better for alliteration anyway. To do what women do. Get stuff done. That's what they do. If you want a mechanic to really... Look, a guy can go in and talk all, you know, listen, my car. And the mechanic will go, okay, yeah, well, you're right on that one, Chuck, or whatever. And then he's going to stick you. But let your girl go in and talk about the car and go, you know, I don't really know much about it, but she does. He goes, but she, you know, you might want to look at the manifold and, you know, I was talking to one of my brothers and and then they come back and go, well, it'll be $1,000. She goes, yeah, no, my brother says, you know, that's kind of what everybody thinks, but it's probably more like 50. Once you do this check, you know, she will get it done and the dude will be, you know, buying her lunch and dinner and buying you cowboy, whatever you want. Let your girl do it, but not feminists. They go in and they can pay $1,500 what they should have paid $1,000 for because everybody sees them coming with the attitude. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Julie Delphi. Only thing worse than being black is being a woman. Yeah, right. Well, let me tell you, there are a lot of white women I take the place of. They gotten some stuff that this brother can't get. I'll even trade places with Oprah every now and then. Yeah, Julie Delphi. Only thing worse than being black is being a woman. Yeah, right. Yeah. Don't try to fool me. Anyway, I'm going to talk more about what's going on with Trump and some of these things that he was involved in. You know, the things he was talking about. And then I also want to go into the economics. You know, we'll do the economic report first. Then we'll go back into some of the Trump stuff. We'll be back in a bit. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You mentioned the Mueller investigation, and Rudy Giuliani told the Daily Beast this week that Trump's legal team is preparing a counter report to question Mueller's legitimacy. Do you have concerns that the Trump team can undermine this investigation even before it's finished?
Well, you know, Bob Mueller is focusing on several things right now. Obviously, he's gone after individuals, and he's gone after Russians that were involved in coming after our election system. They are getting very close to making a case for obstruction of justice, not only by the steps that were taken in terms of the president demeaning and attacking a witch hunt, but also the fact that Rudy Giuliani himself has said that the whole purpose of their effort is to undermine the credibility of the special counsel. And then when you add to that the dismissal of those that were involved in the investigation, I think you begin to piece together the kind of case that could form around an obstruction of justice charge. So I think they have to be very careful to use this tactic of trying to undermine the special counsel and the special prosecutor, because I think that could backfire.
Man, those leftists and their wishful thinking. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. They impeach, impeach, impeach. 25th Amendment. He's incapacitated. It's crazy out there. And they're, look at their poster children. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, God, unhinged. Maxine Waters, unhinged. The media, unhinged. The book that Omarosa wrote should be about the left. They are all unhinged. Look at any TV show, any day of the week that is not Fox. And quite frankly, there's a lot of people on Fox that are unhinged. But look at any of the other media outlets, if you will. They brought back Bob Woodward. In his book, he's going to be found out to be a liar. Made this stuff up. Oh, this is what I heard from General Kelly and General so-and-so. This is a lie. And they're hoping that his reputation from the past is something that people are going to go, oh, well, Woodward, he's believable. He's the one that broke Watergate. And then they dug back into the archives, found the writer of Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, a writer. And he comes on, oh, I know Trump better than anybody. I know his politics. He wrote a book with Trump that it took Trump to make a bestseller because it wasn't going to be that guy. His name is Schwartz. And then he says, I know Donald Trump. He's unhinged. He's terrible. He's this. He's that. I tell you guys, embrace it. Be happy they're saying it. The more crazy they make you sound, I want you to think about when somebody would say something to you about a person. Like they'd say, that person is bizarre. I have a lady right now. I won't say her name. She's the biggest scam artist in politics. Seriously. And she lied to multiple people about me. She claimed she wrote my book. She claimed that she had spent her political capital on me. These are three things she said. And then she actually said I hit on her. And I never have been with that woman where her husband wasn't there. And number one, and number two, I wouldn't hit on her anyway. But the point is, she blatantly lied. And it turned some people off. I didn't even know. Like, people were just kind of getting cold towards me at one point. And, yeah, I'm oblivious because I don't give a crap. You know, you want to be cold towards me, be cold. You know, but I remember calling this one lady. They were having an event. And I said to her, you know, I'm not sure, you know, would you guys entertain my crew tried to get me to speak at the event. And she was like, well, no, because we have a problem with Kevin and blah, blah, blah. And I went, what? So I called the lady up. And I said, my PR person says you have a problem with me. I don't even know you. Well, we heard some things. And so as she was telling me this, I went, okay, I know who you talked to. I said, I'm going to give you fair warning. You're going to find out that she's a liar. That's all I'm going to tell you. I appreciate you taking my call. I appreciate you letting me know. But you're going to find out she's a liar. And I'm talking about a stone-stepping liar. Anything to get ahead. And it was about a year later, I'm not lying to you, this is a true story, three people that were in similar things. One guy was a radio host who wouldn't have me on for the same reason. I was like, you know, why did you guys have me on, now you don't have me on? Well, Kevin, we heard. And I went, she's a liar, and you'll find out, but hey, no problem, I got plenty to do. It was more of a curiosity. So three people. Every one of those people, no exaggeration, within probably a two-week period of each other. First phone call I got was from this woman, and she says, Kevin, and she tells me her name, and she says, I just want to say, I owe you an apology. I really do, and I just listened to her, and she finished, and I said, and she, you know, she was like, you know, you were right, this other person is a liar, she's deceitful and all that, and I said, yeah, I told you. And I said, but you know what, you have to find that out for yourself. You notice I didn't try to convince you that she was a bad person. I just told you she is a bad person, she's lying about me. And you'll find out the truth. And sure enough, she did. And the radio guy called me, and he said, Bubba, he's like, yeah, man, I got to tell you, man, I'm going to fall on the sword. I owe you one, man. I owe you one. I'm really sorry. And he went, and I was like, you know, and within 2 weeks, three people that had ostracized me had come back to say, we're very sorry. And what I'm getting at is when you know that you have righteousness on your side, you don't have to worry. I knew people would find out about her. And I'll give you an up-to-date version of that same person. I was talking to her. This woman is trying to nuzzle up to the president. And I've seen her at events with him. And one of my buddies, who is very good friends with Donald Trump, he calls me. We were having a conversation. I told him, I said, Man, it's sacrilegious that you haven't gotten me introduced to Donald Trump since he's been president. Well, you knowing the work that I do in my movie that's coming out? And he was like, oh, you're right, Kev. I'm sorry. And I said, and while this snake isn't, he goes, let me tell you something right now. He says, this snake, because he knows who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say the woman's name, but he goes, he knows exactly who she is. She will never, ever be anywhere close to him outside of trying to get her picture taken and stuff like that. He knows exactly who she is. And I went, okay, so here's a guy that says, I'm going to do everything I can to get you, you know, in the inner circle so you can promote the film and do all this other stuff. Don't you worry about her. Everybody has her clocked. And I went, okay, good. Because you know what we want to believe? We want to believe the good guy is going to win. That the people who are doing things the right way, because I will tell you, I never said anything negative about this woman. I don't even use her name. And they torpedo me every chance they get. And you know what? I'm thankful for it. Because now, every time they go out and say something to somebody, and somebody else just looks at them like, okay, yeah, okay, whatever. That's what's happening right now. That's what's happening in our movement. People are hearing, oh, that Donald Trump, he's awful. He needs to be impeached. And they go, yeah, okay. Coming from a person who needs to be impeached or in prison, Maxine Waters, why aren't you in prison for embezzling money? You know, why aren't you in prison, John Kerry, Clapper? Why aren't you in prison, John Brennan? I asked earlier in the broadcast, where are these clowns? Where's John Brennan? Wasn't he going to initiate a lawsuit so he could get his security clearance back? Whatever happened to the security clearance fiasco? Nothing. Do you think John Brennan has an ounce of credibility now in D.C.? The answer is no. What about these media clowns? Not an ounce of credibility.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Friday, Senator Jeff Flake told reporters he is a yes vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Flake did tell reporters it was a difficult decision for everybody. The White House has been in contact with senators who are still undecided, mainly Susan Collins and Senator Joe Manchin, who both voted yes earlier today. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on what the White House is doing.
We're going to continue. We've been in constant contact with a number of senators since this process began, and we're going to continue those efforts right up until the last minute because this is such an important moment.
A multiple murder suspect in Tennessee has been taken into custody following a seven-day manhunt. Investigators early on Friday said they were closing in on Kirby Wallace using helicopters and dogs after he was spotted for a third time. Wallace ended up being arrested a short time later near a wooded area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, highest job satisfaction in decades. Did you hear the story? Highest job satisfaction. But before we even get to that, they raised the second quarter GDP from 4.1 to 4.2. Yeah, it was revised upwards. That's what you can get used to in the era of Obama, folks. In the era of Obama, in the era of Trump. Excuse me, somebody, go ahead, get your licks in. The new America is what we're talking about. The Make America Great Again America is in full effect. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. How you feeling about America? You feeling good? You feeling like James Brown? More bad news for Democrats, folks, comes in the form of good news for America. Democrats forced to cheer against America, forced to cheer against the stock market, forced to cheer against the tyranny of Iran, the tyranny of Russia, the tyranny of China, and all this other tyranny that's going around. Forced to cheer against the idea of what's going on in Venezuela. Venezuela, people are eating their animals. They're digging through trash cans. They're going to other countries around them in order to survive. And the left extolled the virtues of Hugo Chavez. Talked about how great it was, this socialist thing. Bernie Sanders actually had the nerve to say that people waiting in lines for food is a good thing. This is what they want for this country. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in by phone if you disagree. Bad news for Democrats. It comes in the form of good news for America. You got a better job, Democrats hate it. You got a raise at that job, Democrats hate it. You got actual access to health care and it ain't Obamacare, Democrats hate you. How dare you? Tell me what's going on good in your life. School's better, kids getting better grades, more accountability, your job performance better. Are you feeling better about things in general? Democrats hate you. No cop shootings, no whatever. They hate it. I want you to just get yourself into the mindset where you wake up, you see your stock portfolios gain 15%. By the way, mine gained, no exaggeration, 40-something percent in 2 days. I lost some the third day, but it got it all back the fourth day. So in 4 days, my portfolio year to date, and I'm an underachiever, is up 57%. And I promise you, there's some of you listening to me now going, Kevin, man, I hate to tell you, bro, but I'm up like 180%. And I ain't mad at you. My little 57% is cool. I don't have as much money as most of you in the market, but whatever I have, I'm happy to see it growing. But the Democrats hate it. They hate your job mobility. They hate the raises you're getting. They hate the bonuses you're getting. They hate when you file your taxes and you're going to get a refund from Donald Trump. Yeah, baby. Consider that just for a second, that as your life continues to improve, Democrats are cheering against you. They are cheering against the guy that is making that happen. All for what? An ideological bent. If Barack Obama, as much as I think that his ideology was as stupid as you could, I mean, I can't imagine, because you know how I feel about leftists. Y'all know on the Kevin Jackson Show how I feel. Okay? If it were working, I would throw my hands up and go, I don't understand how it's working. It defies all logic. But you know what? I'm looking at my portfolio. I'm looking at job, you know, the ability to move around. I'm looking at my speaking engagements. I'm looking at the engagements in general with people wanting to help me in different ways and all this. And I have to tell you, it's working. This dude has got something going on. I don't know what it is, but we got to figure it out. But no. The Democrats don't want to do that. They cannot invest a nickel's worth of energy into Donald Trump because it would blow their heads right off the shoulder. It would blow their minds to have to admit the lie, to have to admit to themselves that all the cheating and conniving that they've overlooked, all the things that they would not dare overlook if they were being done by a Republican president, is built on a lie. They can't, but you know, they know they aren't, they know that Hillary Clinton's guilty. They know Comey's guilty. They know Eric Holder's guilty. They know Loretta Lynch is guilty. They know Barack Obama is the hub of all of this nonsense that we're talking about, whether it's the VA, Benghazi, the IRS scandals, you name it, Fast and Furious, illegal immigration and illegal voting and on. They know he's the epicenter of all of that, but they can't say a word. They refuse to, because if they do, it validates you. And God forbid they validate you. So you know what you do? You validate yourselves. Congratulations, America. Because you've given the highest, you now have given us the highest job satisfaction in decades. And this article is from the Wall Street Journal. And it says, just more than half of U.S. workers, 51%, say they were satisfied with their jobs in 2017. The highest level since 2005. For you people keeping score, that's pre-Obama. This is from a business research group called the Conference Board. Over the past 7 years, Americans report feeling better about their pay, along with a greater sense of job security, both features of an economy with a low unemployment rate and a long decline in layoffs. In July, jobless claims continued to extend post-recession slide and hit their lowest level in nearly 50 years. And don't you believe for one second that an ounce of credit goes to Barack Obama. I could take a trained monkey. Yeah, I use that intentionally because I'm going to talk about monkeys. I could take a trained monkey, give him $10 trillion, and he could fix the Obama economy, do it better, and give me back $5 trillion at the end. You want to tell me Barack Obama was some, you know, guru, some yogi when it came to this economy? Are you kidding? Give me $10 trillion and watch what I do to this economy. You'll forget about Trump if you gave me $10 trillion. They say workers on the higher end of the income scale are happier than their less affluent counterparts. Nearly 58% of those with a total household income over 75% reported feeling satisfied at work, compared with around 45% with those earning less than $75,000. Really? I mean, can you imagine breaking it into that type of a demographic? Why choose $75,000? You know why they did that. That's the adjusted rate of inflation of the what it takes to be happy from 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. See, it would take you to be happy $70,000. They said anything above that and you have no more happiness. Well, I would love to see somebody with $70,000 find happiness in Manhattan because you haven't even paid for your apartment. So go find your happiness.
But they want to rate, well, the people at the upper end are happier than the people down at the lower end, see?
See, they can't even report that people are just happier. The Wall Street Journal, which you probably believe to be a conservative news outlet, is not. Because there's somebody,
well, we looked even further and you're less happy the poorer you are.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's like some rich friends of mine would joke. They say, hey, money ain't everything, but it sure keeps the kids calling. There's something to be said with working your butt off, getting money, and enjoying life the way. And I'm going to tell you something. I was up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and I was up in, what was it? It's called, Yellowstone Club in Montana, where people live in ways that I didn't even know existed. And I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather be rich and unhappy than poor and unhappy. I'll put it that way. If I'm going to be unhappy, give this brother rich and unhappy, because I'll take it. Anyway, that's your news. They say the higher skilled workers and the managers tend to have more control over the day-to-day work activities. Well, congratulations. That's what your degree got you. That's what your working extra hard got you, is to be able to say, I'm going to be in at 11 versus I'm coming in at 9 or 8 o'clock. I don't have to live by the clock. I come in when I want, I leave when I want. As long as my job gets done, most people don't really care. That's the way we work around my place. If you want to go to Disneyland in the middle of the day, go, but just get it done. 1,500 workers, 23 separate topics, from paychecks to commutes. On wage component, satisfaction gap is much bigger between those making $75,000 a year and those making less. And they went on to tell about it. And they, again, want to split us up. A tale of two economies they talk about. Well, let me tell you, here's the blanket. Donald Trump has made everybody in the food chain happier. He's kept inflation low. And it's real inflation numbers. Food prices going down, gas prices going down, electricity costs going down, things like that. Things that poor people use daily. But salaries are going up. He's taking care of these folks. He's getting them off of Obamacare and giving them health care they can use. He's taking onerous legislation off of their employers so they can get more bonuses and so on. What a concept. Anyway, people, you're happier, and that's the good news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Remember when Sharp was a de facto electronics giant? Do you remember going into Best Buy and you'd see that Sharp screen? It was like, whoa! You know, I remember when LCDs came out and Sharp was it, man. And Sony came along and it was much more expensive, but Sharp... I sold Sharp as a distributor. It wasn't our line per se, but I managed to get a couple of the screens. Anyway, I remember when Sharp was looking for a manufacturer's rep back when I had that business years ago in Texas. And it was a big deal that Sharp was looking for a new rep. They had fired their old rep. I don't know why. Probably because those guys were clipping coupons. And Sharp, it was a buzz of in the entire territory. Sharp's looking for a rep. All the mega reps were looking, vying for the line. We had no chance of getting Sharp. But I was calling, man. Can we get an interview? You know? God, they were it. And they were revolutionizing that technology. It seemed like once every year, which back in the day, that was a lot. It was like Sharp's got this new screen coming out, and we used to talk about it. And I just remember it was the buzz. And to have Sharp, by the way, Sharp not only made screens, I mean, they made electronics. So integrated circuits. And the line was probably worth $100 million to whoever picked it up. Now, that didn't mean you made $100 million because you got like 5% commission on it, but it was a $5 million line, and of course it watered down a little bit because it was split commissions between blah, blah, blah. But the point is, it was a seven-figure company to have in your portfolio. I was delusional enough to think I could be in it when, you know, we were probably selling $20 million worth of product at any given time, but it was a big deal. And now they're in deep trouble. They're going to get bought by Hunhai, a Taiwanese company. As Trump might say, China is winning. Got a Chinese company buying out a Japanese conglomerate, a Japanese heavyweight, and what used to be Koretsu, like Fujitsu and Toshiba and Panasonic, which is a Matsushita, etc. And they're struggling. Anyway, we did a thing earlier and you should chime in on this. It was a post we did, and was, you might be a liberal, and it was funny. It was, and here's some of them just to give you a taste, and you guys added some, and I think it's hysterical. But if plastic water bottles are okay, but plastic bags are banned, and you're okay with that, you might be a liberal. If you think people who hunt and fish without a license should get arrested, but people entering and remaining in the country illegally and voting shouldn't, well, you might be a liberal. If you want kids to get their parents' permission to go on a field trip or to take an aspirin in school, but not to get an abortion, well, then you might be a liberal. That one really cracks me up because it really is such a big dichotomy between, you know, don't give my kid an aspirin, who are you, you know, whatever, because it could hurt him, but I'm okay with you not telling me about him getting an abortion. I mean, that's pretty, the point of separation there is pretty good, isn't it? If you believe you must show identification to board an airplane, cash a check, buy liquor, or check out a library book and rent a video, but not to vote who runs for the government, you might be a liberal. That one's kind of along the same lines, right? If you believe the government should prevent stable, law-abiding citizens from owning gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, but should give 20 F-16 fighter jets to the crazy new leaders in Egypt, then you might be a liberal. You can't even take that farther. Because the left is happy to arm other people. We should give Syrian rebels arms. They have no idea. They don't know whether these guys are on our side or not on our side. Whatever. Just arm them. Pretty funny. I love looking at leftism is such a cool thing to analyze. And I'm not kidding you. You could just go on your main feed or whatever. If you're a Yahoo fan and you just go Yahoo, news, and you look at whatever's there, you could just boop, 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 liberal, 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 liberal. Easy to spot. As my brother would say, easier to spot than a kangaroo in a dinner jacket. Here's one. If you believe in New York City, you should buy 2 16-ounce sodas, but not 1 24-ounce soda, because 24 ounces of sugary drink might make you fat. You're a liberal. That one always gets me. Because liberals think they're so smart. They really do. So what they want to do, we're going to put a sugar tax. We're going to put a salt tax. We're going to make people put the calorie counts on stuff. And in doing all of that, guess what has happened in America? People have gotten fatter. I mean, they're just getting fatter. And New York, Bloomberg will go, well, that's the reason. The reason why they're getting fatter is we haven't put all these things on there. We're not letting them know about trans fat and gluten and all these other deals. And, of course, you shouldn't have more than a 16-ounce of Coke. You know? It's so funny. And of course, the workaround of a 16-ounce, you don't want me to get a 32-ounce, so I'll just buy two 16-ounces. Yeah. Or, hey, what about this, Bloomberg? Can I refill? I mean, it's so ridiculous, the things that they want to go after, and there's so many, you know, the minute they say something, the immediate people, no, don't worry about it. I wonder what Bloomberg would say to that. You can't, if we catch you offering refills, you'll go to prison. A $250,000 fine. You remember they want to fine you now for, if you don't address people by the correct gender, you know, Z and Zerg and Zagas and Zaz, if you say, hey, ma'am, and it's a dude, you could get sued. Up to $250,000. We did the report of the kids, you know, at University of Texas. The guy said penis and anus in whatever form, and I'm sure he was antagonizing the students. But, oh, I know it was offensive to their sensibilities. These kids could not handle the idea of him talking about body parts. God forbid he mentioned areola. We've gotten to that level of sensitivity. We've gotten to the level where the nanny state says you can only have this much Coca-Cola. You can only eat this much food. You need to do your calorie count. Then, by the way, the BMI, the body mass index, they've readjusted that to say, you know what, America? We've been wrong. We've been calling you fatties when you really weren't. You know what I mean? They've changed the BMI to say not everybody that falls within these categories is technically obese or fat or chubby or whatever the technical terms are. Because in some cases, you had to be a size zero. You had to be freaking Karen Carpenter in order to be healthy on the BMI. I mean, there were many sisters out there going, are you kidding? There's no way I can be this. I'm 5'4" with curls, with double D's and a big booty. How am I going to fit that? You know, in the little, I'm just saying, the gut, it all ends up getting torched in the end, just thrown out. But body mass index was a big deal. I was looking at, who was it? One of these little actresses. Oh, I can't remember the show. She's skinny. I mean, and you know, they tell you TV adds 10 pounds. This girl she's borderline anorexic. But government tells you you're healthy, but then they got to give you these warnings. Well, be careful about anorexia and bulimia. Not anorexia. They tell you that you're fat. And then they give you the warnings about, you know, don't get too skinny. How about I just live the way I want to live and die when I'm supposed to die? You don't have any control over it. Anyway, here's another one. If you believe an 80-year-old woman confined to a wheelchair or a 3-year-old girl can be strip searched by TSA at the airport, but a woman in a burqa or a hijab is only subject to having her neck and head searched, you might be a liberal. Man, that is so true. My thing is, I don't care what your religion is, you are getting a full search the same way Americans have to go through it. See, if you believe the best way for your government to eradicate trillions of dollars of debt is to spend trillions of dollars more, you might be a liberal. If a 7-year-old boy can be thrown out of school for saying his teacher is cute, but hosting a sexual exploration or diversity class in grade school is perfectly acceptable, you might be a liberal. See, those are the ones, too, that get me. When you start saying, you can't talk about Christianity, but you can talk about Muslims. You can't talk about, proper parenting or whatever. I don't know what would be the equivalent, but I'm going to teach your kid about condoms and sex and sexuality and gays and lesbians and all. I completely disagree. I don't even want my kids taught about not gay issues. You know, mommy and daddy went here, whatever. You can make it generic. As long as they go home to they're going to go home to mommy and daddy. They see what the deal is. Let's just take sex out of school. When did we get into this deal where school is supposed to be teaching people about sex anyway? When did that become the government's purview?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.